From green books to yellow cards, red cards, black cards, blue cards and special cards that should be directed at disobedient goalkeepers. Did you ever see the like of it at Wembley when Kepa wouldn't come off when he was substituted? Now he's playing, you know, the old soft fella today, saying, I didn't know. Stephen Beacom has been at more matches than that lad himself would ever have been at, and he's on the line. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Stephen. We have one cup in the cabinet, so as a Man City fan, I'm very pleased. Also, Manchester United very graciously took 2 points off Liverpool at the weekend, so things are looking up. But I must say, I was disappointed to see that keeper behave like a spoilt child yesterday at Wembley Stadium. Now, I know he's saying he didn't know he was being substituted, or he felt he was trying to prove that he wasn't injured and he wasn't coming off, but I think everybody else knew that he was being substituted. It's bad form, isn't it?
Without doubt, Frank, it was very selfish behaviour from Kepa. No question about that. This is the guy that Chelsea brought in for £71 million. Frank, and he was brought in with a big reputation, but maybe what Chelsea didn't know was that this guy wasn't a team player, because yesterday his behaviour was disgraceful, in my opinion. Sorry, the Chelsea manager wanted him off the pitch because he felt that he wasn't capable of saving the penalties. He thought he was injured. He kept going down with cramp, but Kepa refused point blank to come off the pitch. And for me, Frank, that's just unacceptable. It really is. Now, after the match, they were saying it was all just one big misunderstanding. I don't buy that for a moment. I think Kepa has destroyed any myth that there is that Sarri is actually in charge of that football club. And it was painful as well, because Chelsea actually played quite well. I think City overall were the better team, and congratulations to them for winning the League Cup again. But Chelsea showed a bit of heart. They showed a bit of fight, particularly after losing 6-0 to Manchester City earlier in the season. And then for that to happen, in many ways, it destroyed all of the good work that had gone before. If Kepa decides that he's going to stay on the pitch, he has to win the penalty shootout. And he didn't. He did save one penalty, but he let another one go through his grasp. And to their credit, the City player scored the other penalties. But it certainly undermined the manager, and you have to wonder where this leaves him now, Frank.
Yeah, for people who aren't fully across this, the manager of Chelsea, this guy Sarri, has had problems recently trying to get the team to gel, and there's a slight suggestion that the players would like him to get sacked. Now, Manchester City whipped them a few weeks ago 6-0 when they never even tried to play for long sections of the game. Now, at Wembley, or yesterday at Wembley, they looked like as if they were gelling together and they were trying to win a cup for Sarri and for their jersey. But the goalkeeper being asked to come off right at the end so as Willy Caballero could go on, who's well known as a very good penalty shot stopper, he was about to go on and this young fellow wouldn't come off the field and used the excuse, I'm not injured. Now, it's disobedience with a capital D. It's insulting to Sarri, whether they like Sarri or not. The sad reality of this is the goalkeeper is more important than the very experienced manager. And Sarri probably will end up losing his job and someone else is going to have to come in and manage Kepa, who is the 23-year-old goalkeeper, and more or less accept that if he speaks louder than the manager, he's going to get listened to. It's a pathetic indictment of where football is.
In many ways it is, Frank, and it's player power gone mad. But that's the thing about football nowadays. It's much easier to get rid of a manager than to get rid of players. That's the bottom line. I look at Leicester City these days, and the managers that they're going through, Claude Puel has lost his job over the weekend. And I'm not sure the Leicester players were really totally committed to him. But in terms of the Manchester City-Chelsea final yesterday, like, I would have brought on Willy Caballero anyway, actually, because his record in penalty shootouts, Frank, as you said, is phenomenal. If you remember, he was the hero for Manchester City in a League Cup final penalty shootout against Liverpool. So Willy would have known all of the Manchester City penalty traits as well, having trained and played with these guys. So I thought that would have been a really smart decision from Sarri. But then, in many ways, I thought he bottled it. And he should have stopped the game, told the referee, listen, that guy's coming off. So he was incredibly undermined. I know people are saying they're sorry for him, and yes, I do have a touch of sympathy, but I also felt he should have been more hard-line with his player. And Kepa did what he did because he probably thought he could get away with it. And, you know, Chelsea are a club that are in a bit of disarray at the moment. There's lots of talk these days that Roman Abramovich isn't as interested as he once was. And I think it's a big few months for them, Frank, because they're not looking as if they're going to qualify into the Champions League through the Premier League. So they're going to have to win the Europa League. The question is, how long will Sarri last? He won't be there at the start of next season. I'm pretty certain about that. Will they give him a few more weeks to try and sort things out? The other factor for Chelsea is, I fancy they're probably going to lose their best player in the summer, Eden Hazard. What a footballer he is. For me, he's the best footballer in the Premier League. But Real Madrid are desperate to sign him. And if they sign him, then big, big worries for Chelsea. On City, what a side they are. You have to give full credit to Pep Guardiola and his players. They've become this trophy-winning machine. And I doubt it is finished yet for the season, Frank. The league title race between Liverpool and City is fascinating. Could go to the wire. And you were quite right in saying that Manchester United did City a favour yesterday, because that was a very, very good result for Man City. And the title race, Frank, is going to be brilliant. I'll guarantee you one thing, though. If Pep Guardiola says to a player, you're coming off the pitch, he would do it. That's how much control Guardiola has over his team. Sadly, Sarri doesn't have the same.
One final question to you, just in relation to the incident, and I'm just not clear on this, and maybe you could shine some light on it. If Sarri had have insisted on Kepa coming off, and Kepa had have insisted on staying on the field, and the manager Sarri said to the referee, we're not playing until he comes off, did they run the risk of him, of the goalkeeper being red carded by the referee?
Possibly. Although I will say this, the goalkeeper broke no rules yesterday. But if Sarri had have insisted or told his other players that guy's coming off, I'm certain that he would have surely listened to 10 of his teammates running at him and saying, you got to come off. Even Gianfranco Zola, one of the biggest Chelsea legends, was telling him to come off. I also thought it showed disrespect to the other goalkeeper, by the way, Frank.
Totally.
And I can't imagine what that dressing room would have been like after the match. Not only have they lost a cup final in which they've played well, but the goalkeeper has proved to be one of the most selfish players in the history of football. It'll be fascinating to see if Kepa actually plays in the next game. I think Sarri's got to drop him to make some sort of statement. And if he doesn't, well, what are the Chelsea fans going to think of Sarri next? They're going to think this guy is a manager in name only. And Sarri has to show that he's tough and that he's got control over the dressing room. Because at this moment in time, Frank, it appears he does not.
Absolutely. Can't argue with any of that at all. That's Stephen Beacom. What do you think? Do let us know. We're heading towards the news now.